Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. So nice to be here.
Oh, yes. You're so cute. Okay, this is a live transmission, 24th day of April 2014. We look forward to your questions, which the team will answer during tonight's broadcast. You can email them during the broadcast to squirrel, just like the little squirrel, which I have several of, little monsters, at wyom.net.
And I'm sure they're hanging on your bird feeders right now.
They're absolutely... They look at me like, yeah. They play a game with my dogs. It's hysterical. Okay, tonight's show, Get Happy, Finding Joy in the Middle of Chaos. It's easy to complain as the energies of ascension accelerate, but there's a wonderful alternative, a joyful way to change your life and find your happy. Where did you lose your happy? At what point in your life did circumstances or events alter your life and squelch your happy? Of course, there may be many of them, but that doesn't have to stop you from changing the effect of those events. We all have events that changed our lives and dampened our light and our joy, but we can change them. We can alter and rewrite our past and change our future. Join us tonight for a wonderful discussion that can help you find your happy again. Remember, we live in a resonant reality. The more we feel gratitude and happiness, the more we attract it into our lives. And Squirrel, I know you should have a humdinger of an astrology report tonight.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, anybody who gets my emails will have kept up with it because it's daily and it is pretty massive. But this comes from Irma K. Sawyer, and she writes, I promised you a busy week on the cosmic superhighway, and I wasn't kidding. Also, for empaths and highly sensitives, it's time to take extra care. The physical avatar is located outside of space and time in the Akashic and pertains to the health and well-being of the individual. The group avatar rules the same issues on a collective level. Here are some other things that have come through for the current energy. Some people have felt heaviness in the chest, lungs, and heart chakra areas. Low back and kidney pain may come up due to fear and anxiety be released. Remember that sensitive and empaths are going moving a certain level of collective stuff through them, as it's part of their nature. Now, does that ring to you?
God. Yes, I may be at the front of that line. Go ahead.
I think you are at the front of that line. Please do remember, it's not particularly heroic to take on sizable chunks of collective pain that is no longer on the program in the current energies unless that is part of a certain person's mission and karma. These people usually know who they are. So, what else? Fatigue, headache, allergies, low back, hip discomfort, chest, heart pain, foot pain, heaviness. And it's good to get out and, you know, ground into nature. I mean, I'd go out, but it's so freaking cold still. I don't know how to ground into nature. The ground's still frozen in my nature. There's kind of maybe a low-grade energetic buzz from increased spiritual kundalini energies, yoga, and other mellow exercise may help, walking, and maybe even eating some chocolate. So feelings of wanting to bust out of oppression, anger, sadness, and anxiety may be up. Breathe. And I do. I think I feel this kind of like wanting to bust through things, and I'm not sure where
we're going
with that. So now we're moving out of energies we just had. We had that full moon solar eclipse, and we've had the Grand Cross energy. We're going to be moving into a solar eclipse, and this comes from Elizabeth Peru, and she writes, It's been a big nearly 2 weeks since the full moon, the total lunar eclipse, got us off to a flying start with radical shifts and change. This week's grand cardinal cross, which was exact pretty much yesterday, brought things to a head and allowed more light and clarity to flow into our lives. And now we are counting down to the door closer to all these events, the new moon annular solar eclipse on April 28th and 29th, which is really before our next week's show. So in the next few days, what to expect? Moods might lift somewhat, particularly if you are shedding your old skin and are doing the daily work to reveal the true, authentic you. Do this now. It is so worth it in the next weeks to follow. Some people may become further frustrated or angry if they are trying to keep control over themselves or others in a vain attempt to maintain the status quo. Be brave and excited and look with childlike eyes at the better days coming for you as soon as you let go of what was and welcome what is. You will know what this is and it means for you. Sleep may still be interrupted, as there is extra energy, mental energy flying around the planet, activating very lively brain wave states. Also, many souls are astral traveling. I kind of have that a lot. Out-of-body night time experiences, as they are searching to connect with soul fully and bring back their knowledge to get on with their human life on purpose. So the advice is to go about your days, head down and bum up, so to speak, keep your own space, do your best not to pick fights, and plan and take your action steps to create the life you wanted to live as 2014 first dawned. Remember back to early January? What resolutions did you make? Now is the time to steer them on course while the universe is super helping you. So that's from Elizabeth Peru, which I kind of like. It's very energetic. It kind of goes along with being happy, right?
Absolutely. Have you got another one, honey, or is that it?
I'm sorry. No, that's it. That's it for my stuff for now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next one.
Again, email me if you want to get more of the daily updates, because something always happens daily, and I'd be happy to send those along to you.
Okay, now the next eclipse is the 28th, 29th?
Yes. Yes. And that one is a new moon annular solar eclipse.
Oh, my.
Okay, yeah, I mean, well, we're in an eclipse sandwich.
Yes. That part I knew was coming.
Did you get
I've been feeling great
the
except for this. Huh?
Did you get out and see the moon when it was super red, the blood moon, during the eclipse?
Yes, I did. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
It's breathtaking to see how it can go from a crescent white to this brilliant red. I mean, anyway, yeah, breathtaking. And we have a few more of those coming up, so stay tuned, everyone.
Oh, great. Well, actually, that's wonderful because they are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
For all of you, Squirrel and I were talking earlier. She's having a lot of out-of-body experiences. She could never figure out where the hell she is. But
all I know is when I come back, I look at the clock, and it's about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I kind of, there I am.
Well, last night, which must have been right at the, I don't know what time the Grand Cross hit, but I know last night I woke up sometime during the night, and the top of my head was so painful, and it wasn't a headache. It was literally on the top of my head. And I thought, great, okay, a new add-on. Anyway.
Yeah, that's, portals opening everywhere, and it's a big portal.
Well, it is a powerful time, and we were talking also about the ability to create during this time, and, wow, take advantage of it. Also, I want to add, too, that people and animals are leaving. People are facing major issues in their lives that have stood in the way of them taking their power fully. This is big. Some people are kind of feeling like they're losing their minds, which they are. It's a good thing. Others are making major breakthroughs. I've just noticed in the sessions that things that have been kind of hanging out there for a long time are just coming, boom, right to a head with major breakthroughs in every session. So I know that things are coming together in a really magnificent way. A lot of chaos, a lot of tragedy, a lot of new discoveries. So it becomes more and more important and critical to focus on what you're wanting to create. The news is filled with disasters, everybody, and it could seduce you to lower your resonance and feel people's pain. And I know, thank you for addressing that in the astrology stuff, Squirrel, because you don't help people nor serve them, yourself or the planet, by making this a focus. You can send light and love and peace to assist without going into pity. Again, this is a resonance issue. It sounds harsh, but it's really not. Being compassionate and benevolent are lovely and loving energies.
Sometimes you have to, I have to stop and ask myself, is this mine? Is it mine, or am I picking up something else?
And, interesting, yeah.
Usually I'm picking up.
And, well, I think a lot of that is happening for sensitives right now.
I do, too.
I mean, I, you know, have gotten to the point where I anchor this house and the portal and everything so solidly during the day that I'm absolutely impenetrable intentionally, so that my focus is laser beam with whoever we're working with. And
some
also,
days I have to go out and dress like a stormtrooper.
So I want to share with people, you can go into meditation and take yourself to people who are in trauma and minister to them with peace and love. Only if you don't get caught, and this is so important, get caught up in it. And I want to remind people of what Yeshua or Jesus would do. He ministered and loved, but he didn't get in the midst of the fray. He was very careful with that. And holding that resonance of love and peace, helping people make transitions, you know, bringing peace to relatives and so on, you can do that, but try not to get caught up in the emotion. That's so important. So let's talk about getting happy. I'm certain most of you that listen to the radio program know that I share a lot of my personal experiences on the show. My intent is to help and inspire you through these experiences. It's not bragging, trust me. So last Sunday, I was having a session with a wonderful energy worker for me. And
which was the resurrection. It was Resurrection Sunday.
Was it real? Oh, go figure.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah, it was Easter
he found
Easter.
That's amazing. I'm glad you shared that. He found something in the back of my solar plexus. That's right, it was. It was Easter Sunday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God. He found something in the back of my solar plexus, and I was having unusual pain there, and when he took it out, what was really interesting, he kept saying, I'm being drawn to the back of your solar plexus, to the back. And I said, then go. You know, whatever is calling you, do it. So, anyway, he took this thing out, but he was really uncertain of what it was. You know, you could hear how baffled he was by what was happening. And so he finally said, what was that? And I said, well, whatever it is, he said, you know, whatever it was, it went spinning out into the universe. And we both agreed that the team had assisted because, as he said, he doesn't know how to do that. He works in a different way. So anyway, after the session, the pain in my back was almost unbearable. And I felt like a cartoon character that had a giant cannonball, you know, right through them. And I was like, oh, my God. So it was fascinating to me. The next morning I woke up to absolutely no pain, and I felt energized. And I was so excited to think that whatever it was had been depleting my life force. I could feel that, and it was gone. I was incredibly grateful. And remember, I'm not impenetrable. okay? And I am not one that expects the team to do things for me. I don't have an entitlement issue where this is concerned, ever. So that was Sunday, Monday morning. I had a conversation with Bonnie in the morning, Bonnie of the map. And, of course, no coincidence. I told her about an event in my life that was very painful, and I don't even remember why I brought it up. But I am going to share it here because it's germane to everything that followed, and I'm really sharing this so that to give you kind of your own map for changing events in your life. My father woke me up at 12 a.m., and I did look at the clock, even though I was young. I was 5 years old, and said, "I'm so sorry, baby, but I have to leave." And I was devastated. He was my life. My mother, not so much, but my father, he was it. And that's all he told me. And it was, you know, for a five-year-old, really devastating. You know, there was no preparation for it, nothing. I didn't see him again until I was 12. And I found him through a television personality that I knew was friends with my father. He was on TV. He had just come on TV with his own program. And I called the station and left a message, and he actually called back. I had some friends that were willing to facilitate me seeing my father if they told me if I could find him. So I, on the message that I left at the television station, I left their number. And he did call and talk to these people and arranged to come see me. And it was, for me, it was my dream come true. I was so excited. It was an amazing day with my father. And my mother had just always said, if you see him, run. You know, she had total disdain for him. She would never tell me why. So we had to do this without her knowing it. I saw him one more time, and I was at school, and he was on the outside of the fence, leaning on the fence, and I was in the schoolyard. And I ran up to him, and, you know, we touched fingers, and he didn't look well. I didn't know what was wrong, but he looked really sad. And he just told me that he couldn't take a chance of seeing me again. For some reason, he feared my mother for whatever that was. Within months of that situation, I was taken away from my mother and put in protective custody after a very severe beating. And during the court hearing, my mother got angry and said, if you don't send her home right now, just give her to her father. The judge, of course, told her to shut up and sit down and you know, click their gavel and said, okay, she's awarded to her father. And I was thrilled. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is my dream come true. I'm going to be with my dad. And so I waited for what they call temporary placement, and they take you out of the facility, take you to a foster home until they make arrangements, they find the parent, and so on and so forth. After a few weeks in the foster home, my caseworker called and told my foster parents they were coming out, and I assumed they were coming to take me to my father. So I packed my few little belongings, put them, you know, by the front door, and I was filled with so much excitement. This was like, I had dreamed of this since I was 5 years old. So this was it for me. When they arrived, however, they were solemn, and they said, we're so sorry, but your father is dead. And honestly, I don't remember a thing after that. I know I kind of sunk into a corner and in a pile and just cried, and I really, things get real iffy after that. So evidently it was really a shock. Bonnie heard a portion of the story and said, Jackie, go back and re-script this. Give your 12 to 13-year-old her father and let her go off and have the life that she dreamed of. And, you know, I had done re-scripting with Lazarus at intensives years ago. But it's interesting how we forget that there is a way to change things, and it never, ever occurred to me. And yet this was such a huge event in my life. So I heard her. At lunchtime, between sessions, I went into the healing room and I did the meditation. And I went back to the event. And I could smell him and I could feel him. And it was so real. And what was amazing to me, it was like everyone had been waiting for me to do this, including my father. The caseworkers arrived smiling and said, "We have a surprise for you. Walk outside." And there he was, leaning against the car, handsome as ever, dressed so beautifully, and I ran to him. He embraced me, and I could feel his heartbeat. I could smell his cologne. He came in the house and shook my foster parent's hand, my foster father especially, and thanked him for taking care of me. I didn't have to make it happen. It just unfolded. What's amazing to me, and I'm going to go on here for all of you. What's amazing to me, having done these rescriptings with Lazarus years ago, you really had to orchestrate and work at it and so on. In the energies that we're in today, it's so different. For the rest of the day, memories of my relationships with men and how I had settled for so little just to have a man in my life ran through my head. And all I kept thinking is, oh my God, this single event literally set up a pattern in my life that kept me from being happy, from making good choices, from feeling like I deserve to be happy, and I deserve to have someone wonderful in my life. I mean, this was, it was amazing to me. So I went to bed that night. The next morning I awoke to the song Happy, and for all of you who don't know what that song is, it's Pharrell Williams, and it was awarded, nominated for an Academy Award, and he did perform at the Academy Awards, and I talked about him during that show, because I just, that particular song, which is very popular right now, I've seen YouTubes of children listening to that song, babies, and what happens when they hear that song. And they start laughing and crying, and they're just so ecstatically happy. This man is a genius. He thanked the universe when he was at the Academy Awards, when he was doing the, you know, they have the pre where they look at everybody's outfits and so on. And, but that song was mid-sentence in my head when I awakened. And so I jumped out of bed. I was just filled with happiness that I have not felt in so long. It was unbelievable to me. I was just like, oh my God, I've got my happy back. And so I went to my computer and I put Pharrell Williams, and it's P-H-A-R-R-E-L. Went to YouTube, put on the song Happy, and then I went in and put on the, he's got a 24-hour play also, where it literally will play for 24 hours. It's not on YouTube, but if you play it on YouTube, it'll give you the link. I had that running for 24 hours. I was dancing around the house, dancing in between sessions, and I felt amazing. Not only had my life force been restored the day before, but I literally knew I had changed my life. And even my children were like, Mom, you're so happy you're back. And I'm like, I know. So the thing that I was with all day that day was the idea that we can change anything in our lives and change our lives. This is so powerful because everybody has events that are incredibly painful, that had an impact, that shifted what they believed they deserved, what they believed they could have, what their value was, so many things. I do this work 5 days a week. I hear the stories. I work with the people I know. And the damage on this planet is astounding. You know, and it doesn't mean you had to have mean parents. There are still events that are devastating for every child, every adolescent, every young adult, every adult. The most important thing I want to say to you is that it really works. And I think, I'm careful about sharing things with all of you until I know something works. I'm absolutely convinced it works. I am happy to be the guinea pig most of the time.
I'm glad you are. I mean, sharing that means a lot to me. I mean, so that one event set off a series of events. Do you have to go back and then re-script all the series that followed?
No.
Subsequently to that?
No, you really don't. What I was clear with is, because people have asked me, well, you know, I went back and I gave my child an adolescent. New parents, can I still do this? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. Because what you're doing is going back to an event. You're re-scripting that event. In essence, the child in that moment, or the adolescent, or the young adult, or the adult, goes off in a parallel, having what it is they always wanted. I had another event one time, and Bonnie had said to me, go back and give your 47-year-old what she really wanted. I didn't do it that time. I seriously did not do it. I wasn't in the mindset. I am now. And I'm absolutely clear that in that parallel reality, because we split off all the time into parallels. But I can tell you that the feeling and the emotions that have shifted and the openings I've experienced as a result, this is only a couple of days ago, Monday, as a result, are so astounding. And the clarity of, oh my God, all these things that happened, I didn't believe I deserved. I was still looking for daddy and willing to settle for people who were definitely not marriage or boyfriend material.
So now are you saying, do you still have to go back and give your 47-year-old what she wanted, or is that now a moot point?
Oh, no, I absolutely can. That was a devastating event that I can go do. There are others that you have. Divorces, okay?
Okay.
Betrayals. Being shamed in front of people. I did a lot of that work with those artists, where one of two things, you either go back in as the future self and defend and change the outcome, okay? And literally intercede in an experience. For those of you who've experienced violence in your life, you can go in and intercede as the future self and stop it and change the outcome. Or you can go back and re-script it and have the outcome be different and that version go off happy or safe or whatever the case may be. Loved, whatever. But you've got to feel the emotion, and I have to say that it's all about emotion. To go in and do it clinically, it's not gonna click. But if you go in, you call in your higher self, your unseen friends, and you do this and go into a beautiful meditation and really allow it, you have an idea of the outcome. It can unfold. For some people, and I can say this, I've known people who had to go to this maybe more than one time. I really feel in these energies right now. You go in and do it. It's done. So we all deserve to be deliriously happy. But the power of understanding your ability to create your own life and to change it is so beautiful and so incredibly empowering. And I just keep getting, oh my God, you know. And, you know, can you do it for every situation? If a situation, and the answer, of course, is yes. If the situation was really devastating, regardless of what it may have been, okay? And I know this one's going to pop up. Okay, I had an affair with a married man. Can I go back where he leaves his wife and goes off with me? You can. But remember, you want harm to no one. As long as this is just you, all right, you're not going to kill off the wife, you know, throw her in front of a truck or anything. And that version of you does it, remember. His wife has the version of him being with her. You have the version of him leaving and going with you. Now, it's not that I can condone, you know, having affairs, but people do it. Okay? And it's okay. You did it. It's fine. Go back. If you need to change it, change it for that version of yourself. You know, for some people, they need to go back and pop their ex-husbands or whatever.
All right, so I have to ask. Okay, so you go back and you do this, and how do you end that meditation and have closure to it so it's complete?
Well, in my case, it was okay. Me going off with my father to have the life that I dreamed of.
So you see each other walking away, holding hands, and that's the end of that scenario?
Yes, we got in the car and drove off, and I was ecstatic. I didn't need to go any further. That's what I had wanted. That was my dream. You know, if you have the boyfriend that never, you know, that left you or whatever, you can do the same thing with him. Or the husband. Now, I hear your wheels turning, squirrel. I know you so well. I do not advise pushing people off of cliffs. running them over.
Maybe bringing people back from the dead. How's that one?
yes. Well, I also know that one with you.
Okay.
But yes, you can give that version of squirrel.
Right.
Okay. The person that she loved.
Exactly. So.
Let me finish here. I'm not going to go into details, but I'm going to say you can give squirrel that person that she loved, and let her go off and have the life that she had dreamed of with him, instead of him dying. And heal the broken heart that you still carry. And the abandonment. And I'm serious. This is big stuff.
I know you're serious. And I appreciate this.
Yeah. Will it change your reality today? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will. You know, do I want to go back and change outcomes with my ex-husbands? No.
You're fine with them being ex-husbands, I know.
That's exactly right. I have no desire to do that.
Well, you know, it isn't that different from creating a new reality in the present moment.
The difference is your reality in the present moment will change as a result of doing this.
Right. I mean, it's just another step to changing what you want to create, because there's, I mean, if it's all parallel anyway, and it's all happening in the now, it shifts the energy, right? So it will make it easier to create your quote-unquote future reality.
You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your future reality.
Good. I like that.
Because you'll change.
Exactly. You're changing your residency from the get-go.
You're changing literally, and the best way for me to put it is, if you want to heal a broken heart or an injustice or anything that you're looking at, it literally unwinds that. Now, that's pretty big.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Okay. And for all of you, I tell you this because I'm seeing the results. I'm feeling the results.
I'm hearing the results.
Yes, it's true.
I am. I heard it when you called me tonight, so I'm so excited.
So I wish you all so much fun with this. And you may shed some tears. Sure, that's great. But let them be tears of joy. And, you know, for people who've lost people in their lives, okay, you can re-script that they didn't die and allow that person, okay, that version of you that was there for their death, go off and have a life with them alive. Do you hurt anything? Absolutely not. Because I know there are people out there going, well, wait a minute, that's not right. You're fooling around with God here. And no. You're changing your life. You're healing the sorrow, the pain, the abandonment. It may be something simple like injustice. Or what you might call a mistake. I made a bad investment. Okay. Or I got screwed in the divorce. Okay. I mean, I really am taking it down to the basics here. And if you're still carrying the anger and the hurt over that and the injustice of it, it's impacting your reality today. And it will change everything. Things will be harder. You know, people aren't fair. You just can't get over that huge injustice back there. I've lived this one. I know this one. I did it a different way. But nevertheless, okay, anything that is affecting your joy and your happiness and your feeling of being empowered is up for change. And so I'm going to go on a channel here because I know we have a question. And
I can feel my heart chakra reacting to this conversation already.
Exactly.
I don't know if anybody else out there is, but if you are, let me know.
Well, I have to tell you, since the helio races have been in from the central sun and Sam and the Arcturian, so I must always acknowledge things are shifting quickly, and boy, they're right there. This is why they're in. They want to help us heal the pain. We have work to do. And part of that is creating an incredible life filled with joy and wonder and everything imaginable. Okay. All right. Oh, we're very happy to be here this evening with all of you and with you, Squirrel, as well.
Well, thank you.
We want to give an honorable mention to Bonnie, by the way, for being there for our channel and sharing with her at a moment that was so important, the very thing she needed to hear. Remember, all of you, that you're helping each other, and it's so important. Listen to people when they tell you something. Listen with your heart, not just with your head. Life scripting. Oh, this is so fun. We're very excited that she finally did it. All right. You are all amazing, and we want to remind you, in coming to Earth, some of the things that you've encountered have been incredibly difficult for all of you, and you're all very sensitive people. You feel the highs higher, the lows lower. Then, of course, what we talk about all the time, carrying around lineage and all the damage of your lineage, which we think for all of you is getting more and more uncomfortable to drag around. Some of these things were not things that you had anticipated. You were all actually excited to come and to play with emotions. Many of you didn't realize how damaged you would get. This is a wonderful and elegant way to heal damage that has kept you from creating the love, the happiness, the joy, the health, we can go on and on, that you came to create. Bonnie's book, unequivocally, and she's got more coming. Incredible. And we know many of you have been working with your beliefs and your intentions and doing beautiful work. This is another piece and an important one. Allowing for the magic of it and the miraculous results that you can experience. We're going to give you a caution here. If you go into this with one foot in and one foot out, that's what you're going to experience. If you go into it, and the reason you would do this is a fear of being disappointed, that it wouldn't work. That's one part of it. Another part of it in a way is the anger that says, why didn't I know this before? You mean I've suffered all these years and I could have changed it? So you go into it angry. When you go to do these things, people, please know the power and the magic that you all bring to it. And if you allow that to be part of the experience, call in your higher selves, please, when you do these things, and your unseen friends. You can call on God and Goddess, the angels,
and the channel has a whole list. But know that whatever it takes now to find your peace, your joy, your wholeness, perfect. Always with harm to none. All right? But you're creating a parallel reality. You're not changing someone else's reality. You're changing your own. And that person as well. The reason the channel felt her father so strongly is he had waited for a very long time for her to do this. Because, you see, it healed him as well. And all the sorrow he had for abandoning her. That's the other side of the coin. What else does it do? For those of you that are really into karma, you're healing something that's been left unhealed. So in a way, you see, you don't have to come back and work it out. You found a peaceful way, a loving way, to resolve it. It's really quite beautiful. And this is the time to be doing it. This is a time that is energetically so supportive of breakthroughs for all of you. And you're going to find, as this year progresses, this year of gratitude progresses, how much you can do that you never imagined possible. And gratitude for the opportunity and the experience, coupled with joy and happy, what the channel calls happy, happy, all right. Shifts you. You become a major attractor for the things you really desire. You glow. Your resonance goes up. You're not dragging around some dead body behind you from the past. It's freedom, people. It's freedom. And we hope that all of you create as much freedom as you can. All right, Squirrel, you've got a question.
I do, and this question comes from Liz, and she writes, "Dear team, I have been dealing lately with a crime called identity theft, which means that someone has fraudulently taken my personal information, such as social security number and birth date, and are using it to gain access to resources or obtain credit for themselves for which they are not entitled. I'd like some guidance from you on using constructive thinking when dealing with the problems I face that are resulting from this crime. I do not want to make my future issues related to my personal credit worse by negative concern about possible outcomes like having my money stolen from my bank account. Thank you."
All right. And who is this from?
Liz.
All right, Liz. Well, this is a very good question. All right. This is going on quite a large scale on your planet. But let's get to you, all right? Now, we highly recommend that all of you employ some form of reporting, all right, where if anything shows up, an application for a loan, anything, a new bank account, anything, you're notified immediately. There are services out there like that. Then you can set your intentions that it would never happen. Make yourself invisible if you wish. That's one of Bonnie's favorites. She makes herself invisible. She loves to do that. Even though she's in plain sight, she's invisible. Now, Liz, you're in it. Your concerns from here on out are up to you. This is where you step in and take your power. And here is where you can use the rescripting to change the event if you wish, or to set your intentions, dear one, that regardless of what's happened, that nothing else can happen, that you are fully safe, secure, and protected. Oh, there are a number of things that you could do. Be creative. But now, let's talk to you about your sense of safety. Because for this event to occur, all right, there has to be a belief around safety and money and identity. Your place in the world. The world's not a safe place. This is a big one. The big one. The channel had a box of documents that were stolen off of her driveway when she was packing and so on that had all kinds of information. So she signed up for a service. She wasn't afraid. She just thought it was good business. And then she never had to think about it again when she did that. For you, also look at your beliefs, Liz, around safety. The world being safe. Because remember, you're functioning in an illusion. It looks very real, but it is an illusion. Now.
And I'm just going to say we have just about a couple of minutes to go.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Also, Liz, look at your issues around security. Your security, that you are safe and secure. This is a very big issue. There's something in there that you need to explore, and you're welcome to send another question for next week, and we'll address it further because we think there's some place you need to go with this. Know that we love you, dear one, and thank you so much for writing in. We enjoy your questions, all of you. We would like to work with all of you. Whether you listen to this in the archives or you're listening to it live, we would love to work with you to help you bring up an event that really needs to be changed. Something that is impacting your life today that if it were changed, could make a significant difference. Some of you may be sitting there thinking, oh, I've got all these. Well, geez, where do I start? We want to assist you to get to the one that touches your deepest emotions. We advise you to Think about it. Ponder it before you jump right in. Sometimes the one you think you need to change is not nearly as important as the one that floats around as a story, as the gentle found out. We love all of you so much. We're so excited to see all that you're doing, all the work you're doing, your commitment to heal, to change, to shift, to become empowered. And we promise you it's not going unnoticed. Oh, lots of beings are talking about all of you. Seriously. You're out there on the cutting edge in many ways. We love to see your progress. So do call us in. We're so happy to work with you. Squirrel, we thank you so very much for being here tonight. As always, your energy is beautiful, your heart open. You're lovely, wonderful being with a beautiful heart. To all of you, we love you. And we send right through your computer as much love as you're willing to receive.
And we all love you.
We thank you, and we know we feel your love always. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, in sessions, in your dream time, namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love
good
you.
Good night, Jackie.
Thank you, Squirrel, as always. We love you. And
I love you. I love you all, too.
Okay, honey. Good night, everybody.